frickin' smackin'?
Girl, there are no planes spraying X's and O's over your house.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, I know the EPA should deal with this, but right now I have a hangover.
Sir, you have a phone call, sir.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, are you guys spraying toxins in our skies?
Negative. And we also don't wave when we fly by.
Sprayed with chemicals? What? I will quickly patch you through to air traffic control.
What's that you say? Non-commercial aircraft spraying questionable substances in our sky? No, I don't know anything about that. Do I see anything from up here? Nope, I sure don't. Okay, you say that's impossible because you live 2 miles from the airport? Are you calling me a liar?
Possible involvement?
Uh-oh. What do we say? Don't say anything. Just keep pretending we're in a time warp.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes, I'm sorry. We don't know anything about these chemtrails. The year is 1946.
Oh yeah? 1946, huh? Well then, maybe you'd like to talk about the Philadelphia experiment. From my perspective, that is, the year is 2009.
We gotta go. We're late for the war.
People on my checklist, they all acted like I was crazy. I even tried the governor, but all he said was,
I don't know what you are talking about. I said no new taxes.
Yes, I am a robot. Next question.
I thought maybe, since he was the Terminator, that he would be able to terminate the chemtrails. I guess I was wrong. Maybe he's too busy, and his brain got too big for his head.
Ow! My brain is on steroids. Ow!
Or maybe he's in a bad mood because he spends a lot of time thinking about the past and wishes he could go back.
Memories like the corners of my mind.
Anyway, I'm not too sure what we were thinking when we voted for this. In any case, I will never stop investigating. Someone out there knows what this is all about, but who? And more to the point, who is actually willing to talk about this? Join me next time to find out what happens when I try to warn my family and friends about chemtrails.
So good.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of flu going around.
Do you think anybody else is noticing this?
Wow, check out those bitchin' clouds. Far out, man.
When I got home, I was very upset, and I wondered what to do. I knew the chemtrails were bad because their purpose was being kept hidden from the public. It became very clear to me. I had to find out who else was noticing this besides me. Excuse me, sir, but do you see anything unusual up in the sky? Well, do ya?
Listen, I don't give a about the sky. Do you know why I'm walking? My car got repoed. My house is in foreclosure. My cable's been disconnected. And now I can't watch Friends.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought maybe you might care that we are getting sprayed like cockroaches. I'll just be going now. Well, I didn't mean to be insensitive, but I had to make a clear point, which is this. It makes no difference if you have a lot of money or if you are totally broke, if you are gainfully employed, or if you have been laid off from your job. None of those things will matter if we are all getting sick or dropping dead like flies. All due to toxic chemtrail fallout. You know the drill, right? What goes up must come down. So I continued on with my quest, and here's what happened.
Aw, jeez. Those are just contrails, kid.
Like, those are just clouds, okay? Now go away, because, like, you're scaring my dog.
I don't care, as long as it doesn't affect my 401k.
I don't mind, as long as it doesn't interfere with my shopping spree.
I'm sorry. Chem what, dear?
Chemtrails.
Ken rails?
No. Chemtrails.
Who's Ken rails?
The rest of the day went a little something like this.
It's skywriting, okay? That's all. Skywriting.
There is no such thing as chemtrails. Now drop and give me 20!
Do you know what you are? You're a big troublemaker.
You're silly.
You're dumb.
Yep. You're just spooky.
There's nothing going on in the sky. And you're anti-American. NASCAR.
I like monster trucks.
Understand what is wrong with all of these people. Are they all blind or what? Maybe there's nothing wrong with them. Maybe it's me. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I'm going completely totally insane. Well, I can at least rely on my family and friends to believe me. I'm calling my bestest friend in the world, Sherry.
Hello.
Hey, Sherry. How's it going? Listen, girl, I'm calling to warn you that there is something really weird going on in the sky.
Like what?
Well, for days and days now, there's these weird airplanes that are spraying these long white lines in the sky, and they don't go away. They just sit there and get fatter until eventually it winds up looking like a big cloud and...
Wait, slow down. What in the... are you talking about?
I'm talking about strange things going on in the sky, and then they sometimes spray these big giant X's and O's, or huge tic-tac-toe grids, and right after that, the whole sky turns icky, and it's hard to breathe, and, well, have you noticed the skies lately? Are you still there?
Now, with all your other conspiracy bulls. And now this? You used to be so cool to hang out with, but lately you have turned into a fanatical, paranoid freak. Furthermore, I have real problems to deal with, and I don't have time for like this. So you just let me know when my cool friend is back in town from Freakville, okay?
She just doesn't realize that we are all living in Freakville now. And this is what my friend Hallie said when I tried to warn her about chemtrails.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't get on board with this. Besides, we have something even bigger to worry about, like solar flares. The Earth is gonna fry anyway, you know.
After that, I called my mom. Surely she would believe me and care about chemtrails, right? Hi, Mom. Chemtrails. And I think people are being poisoned and...
It's not nice to scare people, honey. Why don't you go and make yourself a nice cup of hot tea and dye your hair a different color, hmm? That'll make you look and feel so much better.
Anyway, there's a big sale today at Macy's. 50% off, I think. They have such nice shoes and...
better. Right after my phone call to the suicide hotline, I called my brother Freddy to warn him about chemtrails. Let me introduce you to my brother Freddy.
Hey.
Hey, Freddy. Airplanes. Chemtrails. Toxic substances. Dangerous.
I love you, but you don't.
No, this is really happening, Freddy.
You're stupid.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're dumb and stupid. I have an idea. Why don't you quit your sniveling and come over? Bring me a 12-pack.
No thanks. I think I'll just stay at home and drink some bleach. No one is taking this seriously. Seems like a bad dream. like a nightmare. I can't give up on this. I need some sleep. I wonder. People don't seem to be too concerned about chemtrails. Maybe it's because they think they are just normal jet contrails. And the fact that they are white is very misleading. But what if they were a different color? Say, red. Or what about black? Or how about green? Maybe that would finally get their attention. I guess I'm gonna have to prove that chemtrails are a threat to all forms of life. Looks like I've got more investigating to do. Join me next time to find out where I go from here.
Special Agent Bulger here. Make it snappy. I'm dealing with the abduction of a saguaro cactus by a UFO.
Hey, Bulger, it's me. Long time no chat. Sorry to bother you. I know how much you love cactus, but I have a huge mystery on my hands, and I need your help.
Yes, cactus is always my primary concern, but you know how I love a fresh new mystery. Lay it on me. How can I help?
Well, I need help to prove that chemtrails are harmful. Surely you know about them by now, right? I mean, this is right up your alley, Vulgar.
Yeah, they're spraying the sky as we speak. And judging by the way things are currently looking, I can tell that even the cactus-abducting aliens know that chemtrails are bad news.
Oh, really? How do you know that?
I don't know. Let's just call it a hunch. I gotta run, but here's a tip. Contact a man by the name of Clifford Carnicom.
What was that name Vulgar gave me? Let me think. Oh, Wow, bingo! I think we hit the jackpot. But who is Clifford Carnicom? 15 years with the federal government, including the Department of Defense. Extensive background in geodetic, computer, and physical sciences.
Listen, I thought I told you FBI agents to stop calling me.
May I speak with Clifford Carnicom, please? I'm not with the FBI,
Oh, sorry. This is Clifford Carnicom. How may I help you, young lady?
Chemtrails.
Yes, chemtrails, or better stated, aerosol plumes. An aerosol is a solid particle in suspension, either in a liquid or a gas. Chemtrails are solid in nature, and are not predominantly water vapor like normal jet contrails. Normal clouds need a minimum of 70% humidity in order to form. Normal contrails form in cold, dry air. The persistent contrails or chemtrails linger and spread because they contain vast quantities of an extremely small metallic salt, among other metallic materials. My soil, rainwater, and HEPA filter test samples conclude that they contain one or more of the following. Unusual filaments, crystals, gel formations, metallic materials including high levels of barium, extremely high mold counts despite the samples coming from an extremely arid environment in New Mexico, and fibers containing unusual biological components, which, by the way, the EPA has refused to identify.
I knew chemtrails were bad news.
There's more bad news. Do you want more?
There's more?
Yes. Aerosol spraying exacerbates drought conditions which have worsened since the spraying operations began more than a decade ago.
Global warming scam. Connection? Okay, but why? Why are they doing this?
Environmental weather modification. Electromagnetic operations, military operations, biological operations, and geophysical change, to name only a few. The atmosphere has been modified into a plasma state, or an electrified gas. I have proven that the atmosphere is being used for electromagnetic applications. ELF energy is a health concern because of a direct connection to the electromagnetic nature of humans. Respiratory infections and other odd diseases have dramatically increased as well since the inception of the aerosol operations. An environmental source test for biological organisms in association with Morgellons disease has been identified. It was found in an unusual airborne filament sample.
We now interrupt this program to bring you a late-breaking news story.
Tonight's topic, Morgellons disease. Morgellons is a mystery disease in which people have the growth of fibers from their skin that do not melt at temperatures of up to 1700 degrees Fahrenheit. According to studies conducted by Dr. Hildegard Stanninger, doctor of medicine and an industrial toxicologist, casings on the fibers coming from Morgellons patients are made up of high-density polyethylene fibers, which is commonly used in fiber optics. Symptoms of Morgellons include slow-healing lesions and objects emerging from broken skin, such as glass-like slivers, including unusual red, black, blue, or green fibers. But Morgellons patients claim that the worst of all symptoms is the feeling of bugs crawling on their skin. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
I want to make sure you fully understand, so again, I repeat. The airborne filament samples collected exhibit identical biological organisms, structure, and chemistry of biofilaments associated with Morgellons. And finally, I want you to remember this.
What?
1 + 1 = 2.
Thank you, kind sir.
No probs. Anytime.
I need to call Vulgar. Meow.
Hello.
Hey, Vulgar. Thanks for the Carnicom lead. Why isn't this detrimental information in the mainstream media?
It was mentioned in the mainstream news, if ever so briefly. Nobama and his science czar, John P.P. Holdren, came out and said that they are spraying the skies with a reflective material. And get this, they said they were doing it to combat global warming. Anyway, this is how they papered over it.
So, you're saying that the president is behind this?
No, I said they papered over it.
Well then, who are they?
Listen, I'm in a hurry right now because I'm being chased by an angry chupacabra, but I'll leave you with a few big clues. The global elite, the Illuminati, and the New World Order.
The who? The what? Join me next time as I slip and fall into the deepest, darkest rabbit hole you've ever seen.